This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Howdy and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I am Damian Farnworth, your host, your muse, your digital recluse, and the chief content writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. So there's this browser app out there that allows you to write and drop content to a text box and then click edit to determine if your writing is bold and clear. The app is called Hemingway. So the theme is Hemingway, being Ernest Hemingway, the fictional writer, famous 20th century fictional writer. He wrote short, concise stories. So this is how Hemingway would write. And so it's kind of comparing how you would write to how Hemingway would write. For example, like yellow highlights. So if you were to take something that you wrote and drop it into the text box, that would show you yellow highlights means long, complex sentences. Red highlights would mean dense, very complicated sentences. Blue highlights indicate adverbs, which you are to remove them. And purple is for words that can be more simple. Purple prose. Get it? And then green simply marks passive voice. So I ran one of the articles I wrote called The Efficient Writer through this, and the grade was a 7. And you're looking for something less than a 10. So with this one, I had one hard to read sentence, which was actually a quote. I had two very hard to read sentences, and I had one passive sentence. So for kicks, I thought to test one of Hemingway's actual short stories against the Hemingway app. The first story I did was called Indian Camp. You've more than likely heard this story. Here are the first two paragraphs. Indian Camp by Ernest Hemingway. At the lake shore, there was another rowboat drawn up. The two Indians stood waiting. Nick and his father got in the stern of the boat. The Indians shoved it off, and one of them got in to row. Uncle George sat in the stern of the camp rowboat. The young Indian shoved the camp boat off and got in to row Uncle George. As you can see, short, concise, simple words, simple sentences, simple paragraphs. That's the Hemingway style. So how did this story do when run through the Hemingway app? Let's see. Only one sentence was hard to read. There weren't any really hard sentences to read, but there are 7 adverbs. But it recommends you use less than 23. There are 10 words that could be simpler and 9 passive voice sentences. This suggests that you aim for fewer than 31. This is a Hemingway short story. The next one, called Hills Like White Elephants, probably his most famous short story. And it was pretty similar results. But then I ran another short story through there. But this was a much longer short story. And this one was called Snows of Kilimanjaro. And there were a lot of hard sentences to read, a lot of very complex sentences to read, a lot of adverbs, some purple prose, and some passive sentences, which might look like this piece, Snows of Kilimanjaro, did a whole lot worse. But here's the thing, this was a much longer story, about 10 times longer than the other ones that I ran through there, and so the number of hard sentences you can write goes up. Everything goes up. Anyway, it's a ratio. So here's the moral of the story. Yes, Hemingway passes the Hemingway app test. But the moral of the story also is you can run your copy through there to help you find the hard-to-read sentences you should make more simple, the complicated sentences, which adverbs you should remove. So here's the deal. Give the Hemingway app a try. Drop some text in there. See if it doesn't make your writing bold and clear, and then report back to me here before the end of the day. And so, till next time, take care.